everyone. We are back on another podcast this month. Currently, we are in the car, so we apologize if it sounds a little different, but we are in the car. So, today we're just going to see what conversations pop up. So, go ahead.
Hello. Even though she didn't introduce me today, I'm here. She's with her husband. We're going out on a little date, and it's Saturday, it's the weekend, so I'm personally enjoying it, you know, but I have a subject in mind that I would like to talk to, and I'll talk about, and hopefully you want to talk about it.
Or you have questions
as well
about the topics?
No. I can say something. A subject, topic.
Okay.
Let's talk about relationships. The importance of having time for each other, regardless if it's a dating, like if it's a girlfriend and boyfriend, or a marriage. How important do you think it is for the couple to spend time with each other?
Well, I mean, we dated for about 6 years before we got married. Almost seven, 6 years. But I know people do like long distance relationships and things like that, but I don't think it's quite realistic to not meet each other at least, you know, for a couple months, or I mean people get married in a couple months, but I think it's like, if I just knew you from the internet and the whole relationship 6 years was purely on the internet, then I'm not really getting a true sense of who you are, and you're not really getting a true sense of who I am, because I feel like when you go out on dates and you're actually like face to face, like you experience like a different side to it. You're physically next to each other, you know, you can hold my hand or, you know, give me a kiss or things like that. But on the flip side, if we argue, I can see how angry you get. You can see how angry I get, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you kind of get to feel out more of who the person is versus on the internet. I mean, even if they're upset, the only difference is the way they respond or type out to you might be different, which you're not really going to know how their temperament really is. Or
right,
like,
right.
If they're only getting on to talk to you when they're in a good mood,
yeah,
and
yeah,
not in a bad mood. So I feel like dates are important to really get to know each other.
Personal and, like, dates, you will say.
Yeah, personal dates and, like, just experience things together.
Right.
I mean, just being at home and behind a screen, like, I feel like that's what people need. People need to get out and live a little. Go outside of their...
Yeah. Well, going along with what you're saying, I've seen cases where that happens. You know, I had this case in particular. Growing up, I would visit a friend of mine's, and we would. He lived actually with his brother, and he lived it by himself. You know, well, with his brother, right? And so he started dating this one girl back in, you know, Mexico. And they were very supposed to be in love with each other. She would send him pictures and, you know, like, you know, lovey-dovey things like, I love you. And, start, you know, they were planning to get married when he went back. Now, you know, he was here in the States, but he didn't have a green card. So he was illegal in a way. So that means that he had to go back, and you know, it was not an easy thing to come back.
Right.
So he saved himself some money, was very you know, excited about going back to Mexico, and you know, them talking about being married and things like that. And the girl would send him messages and would tell him that she loved him. And you know how that goes, you know, when you have a relationship. Now, they never met in person. It was only through social media. At that time, I don't know if it was Facebook. I don't know what app was it. But they would also talk on the phone. So, long story short, he went back to Mexico. happened to be that when they started, they got to know each other in person. It didn't work out. Why it didn't work out, I'm not sure if it was because of him or because of her, but they didn't end up being together. They had dated, supposed to date for quite some years, on through social media, but it didn't work out.
Years?
Yeah, years. But now this is the thing. I believe that not all the, not every case is the same.
Right.
I've seen where, people meet. We actually met through social media, right?
Yeah.
But now, it's different cases. Different cases, and but now it would be great if people can actually meet, in person. I do want to comment, that I'm from, I was born in around the 90s, and I
Me
think,
too.
Yeah,
90s
yeah,
babies.
Yeah, 90s babies, yes. So
we're adults now.
We're adults, but see, we grew up with in a generation in a way where you have to. If you wanted to talk to a girl, you either send her a little letter, because phones were not a thing back in the days, mm-hmm. or, you went and spoke to her in person,
or
told a friend.
Or you would have a friend, yeah, to go uh-huh. and tell her, hey, tell her I say hi. Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. When I look at the present time of how relationships are in the modern days, everything is technology, everything is about they won't see each other in school or see each other random and then not even talk to in person no more. Everything is through text. So my point is, back to the first question that I was saying, how important it is to spend time with each other, with a couple, in a marriage or just dating. And I'm saying physical things. Now, I've seen two where, and everybody, thinks different, and I respect everybody's the way they think, but sometimes I feel like technology really hurts a relationship. Technology itself is not bad. It's what you make out of it, right? Now, people go to a restaurant, and they're going on a date, but yet they are on their phone most of the time, not even talking to each other. Like, they have their in front of each other, and I feel like they're losing the, I don't know if it's a principle or that spark to talk in person, to talk in person. Now, why is it important? If I was to say, why is it important? Because let's say they're dating and then they get married. Now, when you get married, like you said in the beginning, you're not gonna know how the person gets angry or how the personality of that person if all you know is just through text. So it boils down to, when you get married and to see who that person, really is. So it's important to have a time, while you date to spend,
talking, socializing.
Now I gotta have a question for you if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. If how do you approach a situation like that? Let's say There's a couple, right, and they're dating. So when that person, you go out and see the person, you see that the person is not paying attention to you, but just on their phone, 80% of the time. I mean, if this was in a way your case, how do you think would you approach that situation?
Well, I would say I would talk to them and be like, hey, I would like if we go on dates, I want us to put our phones in the middle of the table so that we don't have any distractions and we can talk, because I don't feel like I'm really getting to know you. That's if I'm dating them.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, I would do the same thing with friends too.
Right.
Because sometimes when you go out with friends, that kind of happens too.
Uh-huh.
And then then one of you catches that we're all on our phones. Like, me, myself included, I'd be on my phone sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, people are busy answering to other things, other friends through their phone. But you haven't seen each other in weeks or months.
Right.
Or you rarely see each other. And the time you do, you're staring at a screen. So
yeah, so it's kind of like time wasting in
a
way.
It's like
you're there, but you're not really there.
Yeah, it's like,
I hear you.
You know, it's like you're going out to eat by yourself because if you're not going to conversate, you know, why go out to eat, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think I would say, I think I have actually done that before, like with friends. I'd be like, hey, everybody get off their phones, put your phones away or something, you know?
Yeah.
And we need to, we're not even talking, and then they do, or we do.
And then here comes
it becomes
conversation.
Better, like, we actually,
pay attention.
Talk about stuff or...
So, but how about, right. I think it's true what you're saying. I mean, because I don't think it's the same thing. Like, people can say, I can multitask. Yes, but... Well, and I say this for my... Like, you know, the way I grew up, you know... There was no such thing, for example, even when we went and ate at the table. My mom... We had a phone, but my mom never really... We couldn't be doing certain things, like, you know, playing or bringing toys into the table and eating at the same time. We just had to do one time one thing at the same time. And believe it or not, I feel like that helped me, you know, to kind of differentiate what is what. You know, there is times for everything. There's times under the sun, it's time for everything. Time to sleep, time to play, time to eat, time to, you know, do, you know, what we have to do. But it's important that, in a way, that you know how to differentiate things, you know, so that which one, you know, which one are you going to do, you know, at the first time, you know?
Yeah, I know. And speaking about that, mm-hmm. it's like, also, how important do you think it is to go out on dates after you get married?
That's a good one.
Now, let's give our opinions. I mean, you know, I'm sorry if we can't speak, you know, for all the cases here.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, we don't have kids. But let's pretend we're speaking about all types of relationships. Couples with kids and couples without kids, how important is it to go on dates after you get married?
I would say it's very important. Very, very, extremely important to keep that spark, right? Is it possible, you know, when you don't have kids, rather than when you have kids? It's possible, but it's harder when you have kids.
Yeah.
Because now the kids are, you know, you have to take care of kids. But I believe in this. I believe that, and, you know, maybe this can be debatable, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is, your husband, your wife comes first before your kids. Now, when I'm saying this, it's like
controversial topic.
Yeah, because you know. So, now this is the thing: when you have, you start to have kids. See, when you first get married with the husband, or the, you know, vice versa. What I'm saying, they get together and they get married. You tend to have some kind of fragments. Some kind of fights, let's call it, no? Like, you know, arguments. Sometimes a person holds that, you know, in their heart and just sees that. So when the kids come around, the kid is going to be like the mediator in a way between the mom and the dad. Meaning that when he starts to grow, I've heard of parents tell their kids, your dad is this, or your mom is this, or your mom did this to me, your mom did that to me. I think it can go, that's when it can lead to a bad, you know, a bad family, in a way, because now you're putting the kid where he don't know where he's at. Now, you know, but what my point is, you have to love your husband and your wife, and then comes your kids. Not to say that your kids are not important. I'm not saying that, you know, in the other contrary way, you know, where you just gonna go and everything for the husband or everything for the wife, and you're not gonna feed your kids, you're not gonna wear, right, you know, right. Like, you know, put clothes on them. No, I'm not saying that, but it's important that you learn to differentiate too, who is who, what roles do they play in your life.
And I think a good question is, like, why is the person saying my kids come first? What triggers you to say that? Like, we know that, you know, when you have a kid, you know, obviously,
right,
like, they're like the love of your lives, yeah, right? It's your child, yeah, somebody that you created, but you didn't create them on your own.
Right.
Just throwing that out there, right? Uh-huh. But, you know, you love them unconditionally.
Right.
So what is causing you to say, oh, my kids come first?
That's what
you know?
Yeah.
So I believe that there is something wrong between the marriage,
uh-huh,
or the relationship. Mm-hmm. Either the husband is doing something that disrespects you,
yeah,
or is hurtful to you,
yeah,
for you to put your kids,
yes,
in front of him,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Now, like, I mean, when I used to be one of those people that thought, yeah, your kids come first before,
mm-hmm,
you know, the husband. But I feel like over time, like, also, you know, reading the Bible and things, not that it explicitly says that, but
mm-hmm,
it, like, the principles of it show how important it is for your marriage to be rooted in God and for you to have that love. Because I feel like when you have a great relationship with your husband and there's love there, right, like, it's very mutual,
mm-hmm,
obviously that love is going to overflow to your kids. Your kids are not going to be worried about, oh, mom wants me to think about dad this,
yeah,
way, and dad wants me to,
yeah,
think about mom this way.
Exactly.
You're already creating separation between,
yeah,
your family that's supposed to be a unit.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like, don't push aside your husband or start, you know, worrying about him less,
mm-hmm,
when you have kids. It,
yeah,
actually, both of you are, it's a unit. You,
yeah,
have to, everybody has to take care of everybody,
yes,
in the house, because the woman had to,
yes,
be there and the man had,
yes,
to be there.
Exactly.
To form your children.
Yes.
You, like, you didn't have the kids on your own. The father didn't,
exactly,
have the kids on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, oh, now because they're born, you're out of the equation.
That's,
no,
right. Yes, yes. And you know, going a little deep into it, right? I think it's also the cultures that you come from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, I'm saying this. It influences.
Big time.
It influences you to be who you're going to be.
To
an extent.
Yeah, influence, yeah.
Mexicans, you know, we're Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask for, and I always say, you know, I speak for myself, because, you know, you know, you live what you live. You know, I lived a different life, and you lived your life when you were living under your parents' roof.
Uh-huh.
Now, but I never saw, you know, my dad actually, you know, holding, like, you know, one of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
He never did, you know, like, you know, took care of us. It was always my mom. Now, he was just a provider of the family, you know, and he was very tough. He didn't, you know, the woman didn't have no right in a way, or couldn't say nothing against them, because he was gonna go down, you know.
Right.
So he was like the boss of the house, and you couldn't say a word to him,
mm-hmm,
you know. But is that right? Is that okay? You know, like the you know, him, you know, what the woman doing all of these things, the woman gets tired. He gets also tired. I understand, because he goes to work. But one thing that you said, the kids are theirs, not only hers, they're only,
mm-hmm,
theirs,
right?
So now, you know, but like I would say, just because, you know, we come from that kind of culture, we don't have to practice what you know, what they did. Now thank God, right, that my dad has changed, and one of the things how my dad has changed, God has literally helped my dad change the ways that he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's more loving. He's more caring. I have a 14-year-old sister, and you know, and he's not the same with my 14-year-old sister. You know, is it good or bad? Well, but what I'm saying is he shows more, like he shows more his feelings.
Care, yeah.
Something that, you know, now this is the thing. I came up and I never saw my mom and dad go on a date.
Same. Actually.
They were always worrying about, so you know, my mom always worrying about what needs to be in the house, cook. That's why, you know, when we're saying it's hard to go out on dates when you're married, especially how many kids you have, at what age they are. Now we're grown. Now they have all the time. They have time to go on dates. Now they're more like used to not going on dates. You know what I mean?
Actually, that's a good idea. You should tell your parents to go on a date.
Interesting. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think this, you know, that you as a marriage, it's important to take care of yourself in a marriage. You know, this is another topic, but it kind of goes with, you know, hand in hand with relationships. It's important to go out on dates. It's very important, you know. You want to have that spark, you know. But it's also the woman and the man to take care of themselves. So when I say take care of themselves, I mean hygiene, right? Well, I've seen couples where they get married and they just like, okay, I got married and I'm not going out.
Let
no,
go.
Yeah, I'm gonna let go. She's mine already, or he's mine already. Listen, not that we want that to happen, but we live in a world where there's woman and there's man. And now you might trust your husband, you might trust your wife, but other people might not. But what I'm saying is, it's important that you keep yourself, you know, like out there for her, not for somebody else. I'm not saying that for somebody else. I'm saying for her. So when she can look at you, she can be like, oh, he smells good. Oh, he looks nice on those clothes that he has. And vice versa. Oh, she looks good, you know. Oh, you want to have that. That you know, that spark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I think that goes hand in hand, you know, with trying to keep the spark in your relationship going. I don't know where we're going with this.
At an old age, let's put it like this. At an old age, let's say your parents or my parents, you know, they're kind of like around the same age. Uh-huh. Where would you think would be a good place for them to go?
Oh, on, like a on a date?
Yeah, on a date.
That's a great question. Well, we're not talking about white people. We're talking about Mexican couple.
To the pulga.
Yay! We both thought about it. Yeah, a
porque,
pulga.
Why?
Porque? First, they like to wake up super early.
You know that.
So they're going to like to do something that's open really early. So yeah. I think a pulga would be nice.
A pulga would be nice.
In a way. And then maybe they can go grab something to eat after.
After? Nice.
Just, you know, be able to buy something that they each like. You know, and not have to worry about their kids.
They're good. That would be nice.
That's an example.
You know, probably, you know, probably before they leave home, you know, the they're gonna say, "Can you please cook this for me? Cause I don't like food out from out there." You know?
Oh
like,
yeah.
Tortillas, yeah. Like home tortillas. Oh, you know, parents have a way of testing the foods that they eat outside.
See, your mom and my mom very similar. Your dad and my dad very similar. Our moms can go out and eat, and they enjoy if you take them out and take them to a nice little restaurant. Now, our dads, they both are the same way, as in, like, there's no better food than
le falta
food
esto.
At home.
Le falta esto.
The tortillas, frijoles, and they're good, man. Exactly. Very simple. They don't like all the fancy stuff. Some restaurants they do like, very rarely, but they do like some restaurants.
Exactly.
Now, the fun question is, Now, if pulgas didn't exist, where would they go?
That's interesting.
Keep pulgas alive.
Yeah.
Pulgas, I mean, are flea markets for those that
don't know.
Might not know what we're talking about. Flea markets.
Probably like. I'm not sure. I mean, it depends. I would say that it depends what they like in a way. Like if they were going out on a date, right? And let's say the dad likes fishing. Mm-hmm. They could go out to like a Bass Pro store or something, mm-hmm. And then what she likes, let's say, what the moms like,
They like kitchen stuff.
Kitchen stuff. I mean, go to a store where they sell
home items,
right?
Yeah, shopping always.
That's the only thing I can think of.
It'd be a little tough.
It would be kind of tough, especially with Mexican parents. But
now we understand why they don't go out.
But is it important though? It's very important.
Yeah, I think if they started dating frequently, mm-hmm. they would do maybe more things like that.
And believe it or not, I've seen this. I experienced this with my dad, where he sometimes doesn't do things not because he doesn't want to in a way, but because he never really had, when he was growing up, he never had, he never went out. I mean, we come from a small town in the middle of the nowhere, basically. And look at my dad. My dad, he was left with no parents at the age of, I think, 11. So his parents died at the age of 11. So he grew up by himself. So he didn't receive no kind of love. So think about this. If they didn't receive no kind of love, they can't give something that they never received.
Yeah.
But I've seen and I've talked to my dad and, things have happened where my dad has actually changed and I can feel more love from my dad, and we have a good relationship. So what I'm saying is they're not really that mean dad, or they might look mean or whatever to other people.
I feel like children help soften your heart.
Yeah.
Because I feel like probably back in the day, it wasn't very custom for, I would say, father figures in our culture to show love
because of
the same kind of practices, like machismo and things like that. So they're not really the type to hug their child, kiss their child, or tell them they love them, because that's not a manly thing to do. Mm-hmm. But like we always kind of talk about, it's good and they didn't exactly treat us the way they were treated. We have to,
admit that,
and admit that. So, but I believe, like how we talk about, it's important to always better the generations.
Yes.
So your parents took the good from their parents and tried to leave out some of the bad. Were they perfect at it?
Yes.
Maybe not. Yes. Maybe so. Us, it's going to be the same thing. We have dealt with things from our parents because of the culture they grew up in, and we dealt with things that other cultures don't deal with, or hardships that other kids don't go through. But what can we do? Take the good and try to subtract the bad, for that our kids grow up and not have to go through some of the challenges we went through, dealing with certain things.
That's right. I agree. And then another, we're gonna close off in a few minutes. But what I'm saying too is this: if your dad mistreated your mom, or if your mom mistreated your dad in a way, your husband or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, has no fault to it. See what you lived at home in a family. Don't bring it and in a way, don't let them pay the consequences for what you live, in a relationship, your loved one, right? Your boyfriend or husband or wife or girlfriend. Don't mistreat them I hope you get what I'm saying,
Like if you were mistreated.
If your parents show you nothing but hate or anger, toxic relationships, That has nothing to do with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife.
A future kid.
Yeah. You know, don't hold that to say, oh, but I got mistreated and I got this. You know, they did this to me and think have the person that did nothing to you pay the consequences for what somebody else did for
and
you.
And I think that's why it's important to forgive.
Yes.
Because when you don't forgive, you carry a whole bunch of things in you that you unintentionally or intentionally are going to spill out onto the other people you love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But I feel like that is why it is super important to forgive things that have happened to you or forgive people who have hurt you, because you don't want to be carrying so many things that just sadden your soul and bring things that are not even good for you.
Yes.
But yeah.
One thing I've learned too, and you know, like I said, you know, it's sometimes not easy. But what I'm saying is, when you learn to forgive, you put out a weight. You know, you take a weight from you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you actually, you know, God says you have to forgive others so that he can also forgive the sins that you commit. So it's very important. And that's one of the things that Jesus showed us. Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can find forgiveness in him. Sometimes there's things in our heart that people have done. And that's why a lot of the times relationships don't work. Because we have
we
so much care.
Much
yeah.
Against each other. Hold so much
caring, so much, you know, in your heart that at the end it doesn't work. But when Jesus is in the picture, Jesus is in the relationship, God is in the relationship, he'll mold you continually, you know, as a vessel, you know, and we'll put you guys, you know, together to show kindness and love and respect and you know, nothing but good things, you know, in your marriage. So,
yeah,
that's
sure.
That. So, well, we're going to end it here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me as...
As a guest.
My name is Louis, and
my husband. Let me say that before I get in trouble for not introducing.
Yes, man.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our
podcast.
Our conversation.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.